Oath, take two. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It began with the famous stumble.
The office of President of the United States.
Fox News noticed right away.
Chris. You know, Megan, I have to say, I'm not sure that Barack Obama really is the President of the United States, because the oath of office is set in the Constitution.
At first, the White House said no big deal, but then CNN got wind of something.
What happened was I overheard this conversation, started trying to figure out what was going on.
The Chief Justice was on the way for a redo. Reporters were duly called in, but
CNN and other news organizations have now lodged a complaint about this. We're trying to get answers. The White House has not explained yet.
The problem? No TV cameras, only a still camera.
If it was important enough for the Chief Justice of the United States to come back and do this a second time, it certainly seems important enough for television networks to get it on tape.
Yes, does the redo count if there's only a still picture? Oh, but that's not all.
What about the executive orders and other acts taken between noon of yesterday and 7:30 Eastern today? Are they going to redo those?
Yes, maybe he should redo the inaugural dances, because technically there was no inauguration. Oh, but that's not all. Remember this line from the speech?
44 Americans have now taken the presidential oath.
Since he hadn't really taken the oath, the number should have been 43. And since Grover Cleveland served twice, it should have been 42. There. Day one's in the books. And it's a reminder that now that he is president, that is the last redo he is going to get. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.